just hook up the car battery to that bad boy and I think you'll be just fine. Just watch for sparks.
Oh, hi. Welcome to Fish Fry for the week of January 25th, 2013. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. All right, pop quiz time. Are you ready? If a first-order low-pass RC filter has a 3 dB cutoff of 8 kHz, what attenuation should we expect at a frequency of 32 kHz? I'll wait. All right. I knew you would get the answer eventually. But it seems to me, like my fish frying fans, that y'all need a little analog refresher. Let's do that right now, shall we? This week, I'm chatting with Linear Technology co-founder, CTO, and VP of Engineering, Bob Dobkin, about a book he recently co-authored entitled Analog Circuit Design, Volume 2, Immersion in the Black Art of Analog Design. Oh yes, Bob and I are going to get down to some serious analog business today. Check it out. Oh, and you might want to pay attention. There may be a quiz.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Bob.
I'm very happy to be able to have a podcast with you. I think it'll be interesting to your listeners.
So, Bob, let's talk about a book that you co-wrote that was published recently, Analog Circuit Design, Volume 2, Immersion in the Black Art of Analog Design. Tell me a little bit about the first volume and how this second volume expands on the first.
Well, basically, when we envisioned this, we envisioned it as a two-volume set, not as a one-volume set. And it would have been about 4 inches thick as one volume.
I see.
The publisher wanted to try one volume to see how it went before he started on the second volume. Volume one has many application notes and a lot of depth and power management and measurement techniques and circuit techniques. Volume two continues that. And over the years, we've developed many, many circuits, and we've got circuit collections as part of Volume 2, which are a good starting point for people doing different designs.
So in the foreword, Bob, you mentioned you compare analog design to learning a language. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Sure. If you look at an experienced analog designer looking at a schematic of a circuit, they look at it, and in their head, they understand what's going on. They don't have to write equations. They don't have to do paper analysis. They can look at that schematic and get a pretty good idea of what the circuit's doing and how it works. A new person right out of school can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it's kind of like a language because you've just been learning a language and you get some piece of paper to translate. Okay. And you look at the paper and then you look up words. You pretty much know the syntax, and you work through it, and after a while, you can understand what it says. If you're a new grad with some analog background, you look at a circuit, and you write equations around the devices. You write current and voltage equations, and you work your way through it piece by piece till you understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've been working in the 10 years, all right? And when it comes to a language, you've got your whole vocabulary, all your syntax memorized. It's all second nature. You pick up a document and you just read it, and you don't have to do anything external. The designer who has that kind of experience, he's got in his head all the sub-circuits that are used very commonly in a lot of analog circuits, the differential amplifiers, the current sources, the voltage sources, the RF stages, and he understands what each of these sub-circuits do. So in his head, he puts that together, and he looks at the schematic, and he understands what's going on. So it takes 5 to 10 years of working with analog circuitry till you're ready to write poetry in it.
So, Bob, tell me a little bit about why you think application notes are useful for analog design.
Analog, unlike digital circuitry, the signal passes through an analog circuit, and it depends on how it gets from input to output. The functionality of the circuit is just as important as the construction of the circuit. The circuit has to not only pass the signal, it changes the signal mm-hmm. in some ways. And whether it's fidelity or distortion or noise, doing a good job on processing an analog signal is very important to the end result that comes out. You learn the basics of analog circuitry in school, but you don't end up doing finished pieces of work. You don't end up doing a finished circuit or a finished system. And if you're trying to make a finished system and you put it together and you measure it, how do you know it's doing what it's supposed to? Because that's never taught in school. The nice thing about application notes that have some tutorial in it is you see the circuit, you find out what it's supposed to do, and you see the measurements on it so that if you duplicate pieces of it, you know whether your pieces are working right. Because it's not only the circuit, it's the layout of the circuit, it's the components that are near it, it's a lot of times the components that are used. So having an example of a similar circuit really helps somebody learn what kind of mistakes you can make and what kind of mistakes not to make.
So tell me a little bit about your co-author, the late Jim Williams, and his passion for analog design for my audience who doesn't know.
Jim Williams did applications for Linear for 30 years, and he did applications before that. He'd rather do applications than go on a vacation. He loved making circuits. He loved teaching. He had contacts with many, many people out in the field because anybody who called into Linear that wanted to talk to Jim Williams, he was available to talk, even if you were a student. And if a student needed help, he'd either help the student here, he'd go to the school, local schools, or at his house. He not only loved making circuits, he loved teaching about them. And over that time period, he wrote immense number of application notes. And the way he would start those is he would do a circuit, he'd measure the circuit, get all the parameters to be able to duplicate it. He would then write up the circuit in basic explanation. Most of the circuits that he did were published by electronics magazines over the years, so he had a great following of people who like reading about circuits from him. He was a really good friend to a lot of people at Linear. We all miss him.
So for my audience who's ready to jump into this next step of analog circuit design, tell them where they can purchase your book.
Well, the book is available with links on the Linear Technology website, www.linear.com. It's also available from Amazon, and it's also available from Elsevier, who is the publisher.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Bob. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
All right. Thank you for having me.
All right, how about a little nerdy giveaway, my friends? I'm giving everyone one more chance to win a copy of FRAM MCUs for Dummies. So let's talk about this book some. This little book packs a major punch. You see, Texas Instruments has a line of microcontrollers, or MCUs, that use ferroelectric random access memory, or FRAM. You say, wait, why would I want an MCU with FRAM? See, you're the perfect audience for this book. I'm not saying that you're a dummy. I'm just saying that FRAM uses an incredibly tiny amount of power, way less than flash. So you can combine that with a microcontroller and presto, you can do all sorts of cool microcontrolling with almost no power. A lemon battery, maybe? Some kind of new energy harvesting gadget of some sort? See, you need this book to explain the whole thing. So tell me how you'd use an MCU that burns basically no power, and I'll hook you up with a book to help you get started. It'll be like a joint project. I provide the book, and you provide the engineering creativity. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, including a picture of yours truly with that FRAM for Dummies book, and how you can buy a copy of Analog Circuit Design Volume 2 by Bob Dobkin, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment in our forums on eejournal.com. for the week of January 25th, 2013. I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.